Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. I am so excited to be back. I know I've been on a little hiatus, but I am back and I'm ready to give out new content for you guys. I just woke up so excited to be able to read the Word of God to you guys, and we've been on the topic of poetry and just, I guess, expressing our deepest love for our Lord through words. And that's one thing that I like to do. Maybe you're not a words person. Maybe the way you express your love for somebody is through, I don't know, maybe buying someone a cup of coffee or cleaning the house for your mom or showing affection. Maybe you're a hugger. You love to give hugs and kisses to your relatives. I don't know what your love language is, but personally for me, I know that my love language is, it ties with words of affirmation. And our God is so good because He knows every love language that we need. And I've come to find a similarity with me and King David, and how King David was a man of words and was a man that expressed his, just every part of his heart, literally. And the book of Psalms is so beautiful because it expresses not only just the good times of a believer and how you have your mountaintop experiences, but it also describes some of the hardest and most difficult times it can be to be a believer. And just, it illustrates the trials that King David had to go through, but how it shaped him into who he was and who we remember him to be. But I want to start off this podcast episode with prayer, because I know that in order for God to speak, we need to welcome His presence through this word. And because if we're not doing this for God, well, for me, if I'm not doing this for God, then what am I doing it for? Because for recognition, no, that's not, you know, words by man are empty. And I'm not saying that, you know, compliments aren't great. And I love when you guys tell me that this podcast is ministering to you and that God is speaking. But if I don't have the peace from God on what He wants me to share, then what am I doing it for? You know, like, I need to be doing everything because of God, not because of if people will like it, or if people find it boring. You know, I want to do it because I love God and because I want to please Him. And I hope that this ministers to you because He wants to speak through me to you. Long story short, let's get into prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your goodness. I thank you so much for your grace and just your favor over my life. I thank you that you're so faithful, you're so just, and that you want to use me to speak to whoever is listening to this podcast right now. And I just thank you for just who you are in my life and in our lives. And whether this person knows you or if they don't, God, I pray that they've come to find you, Lord, through spending time with you and through your word that will be shared. And I just pray, God, that this word would land on good ground, that they would meditate on this word and live their lives by honoring you, in Jesus' name. Okay, we are going to be looking at Psalms 40. And I'm reading out of the Passion Translation, which is, oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. So in my Passion Bible, well, it's just for the book of Psalms, but each chapter has a title, which I love because I feel like that gives so much detail, and I'm a details person. And it says, A Joyful Salvation. And I want us to read the Word of God and get excited, a joyful salvation, to know that we can always experience just the joy of the Lord, because He is our strength. That's found in Nehemiah. I don't want you guys to just be like, where is she getting these like quotes from? It is from the Bible, just so you know. but anyways, I want to live my life as a joyful Christian, because when people see me and they're ultimately seeing well, they're supposed to be seeing an image of Christ, a reflection of Christ, because we know that not everybody on this earth believes in God. And if they see you as like a gloomy Christian, how are they going to want to follow God if you're not reflecting him? Because God is a joyful God. He loves his children. He loves us. And we need to just show how much we love him by loving others. And how can we do that if we're gloomy and negative all the time? So I just want to touch base on this today, because I feel like so many Christians are so negative and so just go with the motions and, you know, I wanted this to happen in my life, but it didn't happen. And I'm just like, God, I'm about to settle for, you know, because you didn't fulfill the last promise and blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me burst the bubble right now. What if what you wanted for your life, God didn't even intend for that to happen, and he has something better? How about that? Like, some of you, this is going to be a reality check. This is a reality check out of love. I'm not just saying these things to make, I don't want you to feel bad listening to this podcast if this is you and you feel like you've been negative. I want this to be a podcast of conviction. And for those of you that are struggling with being joyful, and maybe some of you really deal with depression and you really deal with feelings of just anxiousness, it's hard for you to look on the bright side because you look at every possible negative thing that could happen because you want to mentally prepare. And that's an aspect of control. And anxiety, an aspect of that is avoidance. So instead of some of you that like to control everything, there's some of you that avoid things because that's part of the anxiety. That's part of, you know what, I'm just going to avoid the situation because in the past, I felt a certain way, I felt scared, and I don't want to face that feeling again. But you know what, I'm here today to say that you can reclaim your life and your joy in Christ. You don't have to be fearful all the time. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be sad because God loves you. And I'm here to remind you of that today. Maybe some of you are just worn down. You've been having a long couple weeks, or, you know, maybe the beginning of 2019 hasn't been the best for you, but I'm here today to tell you God loves you. And let's get into this word because we're already approaching 8 minutes and we got to get in the word. Okay. So Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited and waited some more patiently, knowing God would come through for me. Then at last he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger from the desolate place I was in. Ooh, I love that word, desolate. Ah, that sounds so pretty. Anyways, out of the muddy mess I had fallen into, now he's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me. Ah, don't you love that? Every day you get to wake up and be excited to praise God. Anyways, every time I think about how he breaks through for me, ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles. They'll stand in awe of God and fall in love with him. Blessings after blessing comes to those who love and trust the Lord. They will not fall away, for they refuse to listen to the lies of the proud. O Lord, our God, no one can compare with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are all found with you, and you think of us all the time. With your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. See, remember what I was saying, that, you know, sometimes we have these things that we want and what we desire, but God exceeds our expectations. It's not sacrifices that really move your heart. Burnt offerings, sin offerings, that's not what brings you joy. But when you open my ears and speak deeply to me, I become your willing servant and a body you prepared for me. So I said, here I am. I'm coming to you as a sacrifice. For in the prophetic scrolls of your book, you have written about me. I delight to fulfill your word, or your will, my God. For your living words are written Sorry, guys. A picture just dropped in my room. I'll pick that up later. It's not that important right now. For your living words are written upon the pages of my heart. I will tell everyone, everywhere, the truth of your righteousness. And you know I haven't held back in telling the message to all. Remember, spreading the word of God, our lives should reflect him. It all ties in. Thank you, Lord. I don't keep it a secret or hide the truth. I preach of your faithfulness and kindness, proclaiming your extravagant love to the largest crowd I can find. So, Lord, don't hold back your love or withhold your tender mercies from me. Keep me in your truth and let your compassion overflow to me no matter what I face. Evil surrounds me. Problems greater than I can solve come one after another. Without you, I know I can't make it. My sins are so many. I'm so ashamed to lift my face to you, for my guilt grabs me and stings my soul until I'm weakened and spent. Please, Lord, come quickly and rescue me. Take pleasure in showing me your favor and restore me. Let all who seek my life be humiliated. Let them be confused and ashamed, God. Scatter those who wish me evil. They just want me dead. Scoff at every scoffer and cause them all to be utter failures. Let them be ashamed and horrified by their complete defeat. But let all who passionately seek you erupt with excitement and joy over what you've done. Let all your lovers rejoice continually in the Savior saying, "How great and glorious is our God." Lord, in my place of weakness and need, I ask again, will you come and help me? I know I'm always in your thoughts. You are my true Savior and hero. So don't delay to deliver me now, for you are my God. Okay, you guys, that was Psalms 40. So just to give you some context, this, I love the Passion Translation again because it gives information about the background and who wrote it. So, as I said earlier, this was by King David, but it was a song of poetic praise. Now, when King David, towards the end of the chapter, he talks about let all who seek me, blah, 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 you know, like, when he says, like, all who seeks me is his enemies. So some of you are wondering, like, who are these people that are trying to seek him? Is it, like, I don't know, past friends that made a wound? Basically, it's just his enemies. Because King David, basically, he was always, like, someone was coming after him. Whether it was his best friend's dad, Saul, that tried to kill him. Whether it was just his own son or, you know, just King David had a lot of enemies in his life, and so he constantly had to rely on God to be his joy. So talk about someone that could have had extreme anxiety because people were constantly after him. But instead of dwelling on thoughts of worry and of fear, he chose to be joyful and to delight in who God is. I love the part where it says, if you guys hear worship music in the background, my mom is cleaning. And she tends to play music. So if it's not Spanish music, it is worship music. So if you hear that, I apologize in advance. I was going to tell her, like, please stop playing music. But I just love that she gets so into cleaning and wants our house to look pretty for Easter. So I'm just like, and music helps her enjoy that. So I'm just like, I'm just going to let her. There was one part that I highlighted multiple things, but this one part really got me, and I'm just like, I was so shooketh. It's within verse 12. So verse 12 is kind of long, but part of it says, without you, I know I can't make it. Like, once you recognize that without God, you literally cannot succeed in this life. It's just like a deep awakening, like an epiphany, just like it hits you. Like, man, without God, I can't have joy. I can't have peace. I can't have this sense of stability and security. I just love that because we realize that we have to be dependent on Jesus, that it's not by our own strength, it's not by what we can do, but it's ultimately His love that satisfies and renews us. And you guys, we need to recognize that, because in this world today, it's all about being independent. It's all about the more you can handle, the stronger you are. And it's like, there's so many women in the workforce, which I personally love. I'm gonna be one of those women, but it's to the point where it's like, I don't need anybody, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can do this all by myself. I can handle this job, my kids, my other, like, my social life with my friends, all by myself. I don't need anybody help. I don't need a man. I don't need any blah, 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 blah. It's to the point where it becomes kinda prideful. Like, the more we can handle, the more pride we get. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be proud of your accomplishments. I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't be, like, you should be able to be proud of yourself. But I think the world has twisted that into being prideful to a point where you can, where you feel like you can brag to others that you don't need anybody. But in all actuality, this is a dependent relationship on Jesus. That we can't do any of this without Him. It's not possible. And I want to tie that into joy. I can't be joyful if I don't spend time with Jesus, if I don't get in my word, if I don't pray for others. Excuse me. Praying for others is so important, you guys, because so many times we can be focused on me, 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 that we forget that there's brothers, our brothers and sisters in Christ that need salvation. And that's what King David was talking about when he was saying, he was saying that he wanted to find, he didn't want to keep his love of God a secret. He says, verse 10, I don't keep it a secret or hide the truth. I preach of your faithfulness and kindness, proclaiming your extravagant love to the largest crowd I can find. You guys, this is something that God has really been dealing with in my life, and realizing that this love that I have, I can't be selfish with it. I can't, you know, keep it for myself. I need to tell others about the word of God. And today I was just praying, I'm like, God, give me boldness and give me opportunities to tell people about you. Anyways, I can go on and on about that. And this podcast is approaching 20 minutes, so I want to wrap it up. I know there was multiple things that I said, and I know that this episode was for multiple people. It's not just one person. You know, not everybody goes through the same thing. But we're here for each other. We're here to remind each other that we're in this together, that you don't have to isolate yourself. I know I just quoted a High School Musical line. I'm sorry for cheesiness level is at an all-time high. But I want you to know that we're united together as sisters in Christ. And even if you're a man, if you're listening to this, God bless you, because I hope that God spoke to you through this. But all in all, we need to support each other in Christ, and we need to get our joy back. We need to get our peace back, and that is only through Jesus Christ. And I hope this podcast encourages you to keep pushing, to keep going, reminding you that God died so that you could be set free, so that you can have a life of joy, a life of peace, only through Him. So you guys, that is the end of this episode. I don't know what I'm going to title it. I don't know if I, because the last episode was Poetry with Kay, which is my nickname, by the way. And then I don't know if I want this one to be the Poetry with David, King David. I don't know. I'll come up with it. Anyways, you guys have a blessed day. Know that you're loved, and go be light to this world. All right, you guys. Bye. Okay, this needs to pause. Bye.